The symptoms most commonly produced by
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast
are superstition, perceiving inanimate objects as alive, and hallucinations. The Enrichment Center reminds you that the
Jack Mangan
will never threaten to stab you and, in fact, cannot speak. In the event that the
Jack Mangan
does speak, the Enrichment Center urges you to disregard its advice.
L. Hey, this is Jack Mangan. Let me wait for the note to finish. Hey, this is Jack. Oh, it's still going. Hold on. Still going. Yep, day in the life. Hey, this is Jack Mangan, and welcome to Deadpan number 82. I am your host, Jack Mangan, as I already just said. Jack Mangan, a.k.a. my Chinese counterpart, Wang Mangan. Yeah, 2 weeks off, and all I could come up with is Wang Mangan. Yes, 2 weeks. Actually, this is the first bi-weekly episode, I guess, because we had a week off between number 81 and number 82. And it felt like an eternity. It felt weird. I don't know how you all felt about it, but the community continued on. I posted an unshow, and there were lots of comments in there, and the greasy jelly bean continued, and the greasy spoons continue. And yeah, I guess you figure in that time I could have written some better intro babble, but I didn't. But here's a promo for a cool contest from a podcaster who hangs out in our community. This one is time sensitive as of the release.
I shall release Roger!
Release date of this show. Yeah, I'm gonna leave that. Fuck it. This one's time sensitive as of the release date of the show, which is November 14th, 2007, somewhere overnight. So listen and hurry if you want to play. Alright, this has been an intro. I've babbled.
Is getting stuck in traffic bringing you down? Are your extreme sports losing their thrill? Or do you just need a cure for the common vacation? Maybe it's time to consider driving a high-performance vehicle really, really fast. The Cup Car Update is holding a contest to give away copies of Earthbound Entertainment's Racing School Directory. This is the definitive racing school resource with information on over 100 programs across North America and Europe. From kart racing to NASCAR to Formula One, if you've dreamed of driving them, this is where you start. For complete information on how to enter our drawing, go to www.cupcarupdate.com and click on the word contest at the top of the page. Enter as many times as you like, and you could be well on your way to upgrading your mad skills with help from Earthbound Entertainment and the Cup Car Update, your NASCAR news and information podcast.
The subject,
Jack Mangan,
was booked under Section 601, in danger of leading an idle, dissolute, or immoral life.
Hey, Jack and fellow Deadpanites, this is Chris the Fixed Kitty. Just because this joke shouldn't be allowed to die. En los billares haces efecto a las pelotas, a alargalos a las esquinas. En las políticas haces girar a los ingleses cuando sus cajones están en la esquina. Solamente no rasguñarse. No. Este chiste no funciona en español. Anyway, have a good week.
The music on the jukebox, its beat throbbing low, sets a tone to the night, which is easy to know.
Humans lived in a world where the grass continued to be green and the sun rose every day and flowers regularly turned into fruit. And what impressed them? Wheaten statues and wine made out of water. A mere quantum mechanistic tunnel effect that will happen anyway if you are prepared to wait for zillions of years. As if the turning of sunlight into wine by means of vines and grapes and thyme and enzymes wasn't 1,000 times more impressive and happened all the time. And that stolen paragraph was from Terry Pratchett's Small Gods.
It is night, it is day, it is light, it is dark, It is too hot. It is too cold. It is raining. It is too much sunshine. It is too dry. It is too wet. But all the time we are fighting. No matter what, we are always fighting. All the time Bullet is just eating everything. Leaf, tree, ground, person. Eating them. Just making person to bleed everywhere. And there's so much blood flooding all over the bush. The bleeding is making people to be screaming and shouting all the time. Shouting to father and to mother. Shouting to God or to devil. Shouting one language that nobody is really knowing at all. Sometimes I am covering my ear so I am not hearing Bullet and shouting. And sometimes I am shouting and screaming also so I am not hearing anything but my own voice. Sometimes I am not wanting to cry very loud, but nobody is crying in this place. If I am crying, they will be looking at me because Soldier is not supposed to be crying. From Beasts of No Nation by Uzodinma Iwila.
Ooh, 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 oh.
Spam thoughts. Isn't it about time to stop being a loser with a small dick? E.
Hi, this is Anya from Buffy Between the Lines, the audio drama, and you're listening to Jack Mango's Deadpan podcast. Deadpan is the way. I left out that one word. Is that okay? I mean, I've seen all manner of customs, and you really don't want to know what some demons do with their mothers. I just have sex with Xander. And where's my paycheck? What?
Sometimes, when I put the nematodes in the Ludox, they shrivel up into tiny, tiny little cigar-shaped, maggot-like creatures.
I need you to listen, Jack. I don't have much time, Jack. You have to let them know. You have to tell all of them, Jack. Sunships. And a medium Dr. Pepper, Jack. They were in the combo, Jack. They were in there the whole time.
You're one ugly...
Motherfucker!
Climb into my boom! Into my
boom! Into my
You will cream in your jeans.
Boy, that Greasy Spoon's Comments intro gets weirder every single episode. So basically, Greasy Spoon Comments is a game we play where, since Deadpan gets lots of comments, that I read random comments from the comments pages. And as you can hear, every time I describe it, I say the word comments way too frequently. So we've gotten in the habit of replacing the word comments with nipples. Don't ask. So this week, however, because last week there was no Deadpan, we actually have double sets of nipples, which I guess would make this, then, Greasy Spoon Udders. So pull up your bucket. The first squeeze goes to Ed from Texas. He says, I must confess, for me, these will always be Smarties, - pure sugar goodness. http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/smarties_%28ce_de_candy%29. Next, the Smarty Hotties R says, yeah, I can see that. NHL is mostly foreign. You know how Americans are about their own kind. Right, high school football is getting a lot of fucking coverage, which I think is wrong. Football player has to go through college. The physical strength needed, you need to be older and seasoned. Leave the high school boys alone. LOL, they are all punters. Addy in Boulder says, okay, yeah, that's good. Hey, babe, where's the remote? And the last one for the first bucket. The Energizer Bunny says, the hockey player got in trouble when he went to a Shakespeare play. He couldn't resist hitting the puck.
Hey, what's up? This is John Butchergrass from ESPN Sports Center. You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
Spam thoughts. Make your hot girlfriend climax unceasingly stuffing her flower with your new big shaft.
I'm beginning to believe that I'm a pair of eyes on a microscope.
Dumb, dumb, ass memory.
Hello, Deadpan. It's Amy, a.k.a. the Deadpan Ambassador. Recently, I did one of the largest-scale dumb things I've ever done. This year, I'm in charge of organizing the induction convocation ceremony for NSCS, which is an honors society that I'm in. About 2 weeks ago, on September 26th or 27th, I went into the scheduling office at the University Center to ask if the room I wanted, which is called Corwin Pavilion, was available on the day I wanted it. They told me no, someone already reserved it. So I submitted a space request to the Office of Student Life, asking to use a different room, and then I sent out an email to the society saying that the ceremony was tentatively scheduled to be in the Life Sciences building. Shortly after I'd sent that email, I received one from Lisa, the society's advisor. She said, "I just got a call from Melanie at the University Center, and she would like to have a meeting about the induction ceremony in Corwin Pavilion." I realized immediately what must have happened and felt really dumb. I got in touch with Lisa and found out that my realization was correct. She had reserved Corwin Pavilion for us. So I had the meeting with Melanie, emailed the society again to correct the error, and canceled my reservation for the other room that I'd made with the Office of Student Life. I could have avoided some confusion if I'd asked who had reserved Corwin Pavilion for that day.
Double dumbass on you!
Hello, it's... who the hell am I today? It's the Energizer Bunny, and I'm going to tell a story that my husband told me just happened to him just a couple of weeks ago. As some of you know, he is a teacher. And they had a PD day, and one of the exercises at the PD day is these getting-to-know-you, feel-good things that you have to do. So one of the questions was, what is the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning? You open your eyes, and you do what? So they're going around, and teachers are, you know, brushing their teeth, yada yada. Well, John replied, "The first thing I do is brush the kitty." He got picked on basically all day because everybody wanted to know what was the euphemism. What did brush the kitty really mean? You're awake, you're in bed. What it really means is exactly what he said. We have cats. First thing when the alarm goes off, they're on the bed wanting to get brushed. But now most people at his school thinks he's fairly oversexed, I guess. And that's my story. Bye.
Hey, it's Alfie in Boulder. You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan's a motherfucking way. I love you so much, Jack. It hurts how much I love you. You have no idea how much I... What?
Unrelated thought. Did it ever occur to you that Microsoft is the exact opposite of Big Hard? Okay, we need a longer one. Okay. So can anyone tell me why there are giant ants on the Atlanta airport ceiling? No kidding, in one of the main entrance areas, there are plastic ants the size of pit bulls stuck to the ceiling. Is this to give kids something else to be terrified about? Oh, so you're afraid of flying, kid? How about mutant insects? Or is it, and you know, this would be really lame, but is this, art there because the word ant is in the middle of Atlanta? And if this is, in fact, the reason, then that could be a little strange applied to other airports. The only word in the middle of Phoenix, after all, is ho. And what would you find, then, if you flew into Charlotte?
So, anyway, I was out for my lunch break driving around, and I think that I worked out this whole mailbox wrap thing, because I'm sure it's a burning mystery for everybody that listens to the Deadpan. But apparently, I'm guessing that it's actually a coordinated effort between the two houses to use the same mailbox wrap, because I went past today and they had Halloween mailbox wraps instead of the farmhouse or the barn or windmill or whatever the heck that was that they had before. Now it's two different matching mailbox wraps. So obviously it's a coordinated effort. They're all, you know, chummy and most people haven't been since high school or something. But anyways, there you go. It's obviously on purpose. Have fun. Bye.
Spam thoughts, RE:Vagina Destroyer. Well, I should clarify, the spam wasn't seeking to destroy colons and vaginas. It was R.E. colon, as if replying to an email about Vagina Destroyer. Which almost fooled me, because I often use Vagina Destroyer as my email subject line.
You know what? That makes me mad.
You don't fucking mad.
Why, sure! Climb into my...
Alright, time for Greasy Spoon Udders Part 2. No, these don't squirt out 2%. That's not funny at all. In fact, I've learned that sometimes it's just best to not go off searching for the joke. No need to milk it. So the first of the second round, Justa Joe says, ha, he finally calls. I sense he is trying to muscle me out of an investment I have with one of his companies. A sure sign that it is about to take off. We shall see, ellipsis. We shall see. Mwah, ha 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 ha. The Smarty Hottie Circle R says, he made it enticing with the glow-in-the-dark cover. Dre says, colon, is that enticing, as in glow-in-the-dark condom enticing? I think so, exclamation point, exclamation point. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, exclamation point. Right, they don't do that at his house, dot, dot, right. Everyone has tried a glow-in-the-dark condom at some point in their life. I remember the time I tried one. Shit, baby, if there's one thing I can thank you for... I screwed that up. Shit, baby, if there's one thing I can thank you for the most over the last 14 years of marital bliss, it's not needing condoms anymore. Dre says, colon, hear, hear. No more glow-in-the-dark or ribbed for her pleasure or whatnot. Retro says, that should be pube, not pub. Man, it's been a long day. Maybe I should go down to the pub for a drink. Finally, Wander Wolf, a.k.a. Master of Patience, says, morning, ellipsis. I need a really long cattle prod, ellipsis. Anyone have one that I can borrow? Need to be approximately 500 miles long, ellipsis.
Hey, this is Rayquel, a.k.a. Sistress, from the Triscast. You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Daria is dead, and deadpan is the fucking way.
I don't want to read yet another stuffy, boring paper about hurricanes and sand layers and microscopes, and I don't want to read another paper.
Spam thoughts. Beat her womb with your big new rod so that she knew who wears the pants. Okay, why are all of my spam messages about this subject? Is there a spam network out there trying to tell me something? Can you read your spam the same way that you read your tea leaves? Should I interpret my email spam the same way I treat fortune cookies? You know, adding in bed to the end of every one of them?
Paging Mr. Herman. Mr. Herman, you have a telephone call at the front desk.
Moving to the country, gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm waiting for the time when I can get to Arizona, because my money's spent on the goddamn rent. Neither party is mine, not the jackass or the elephant. Hey, you, White House, haha, charade you are. Paint the White House black and brown. What do you mean I could be the president of the United States of America? Hey, tell me something. It's still we the people, right? El Presidente smokes cigars. Whoever he does not like, he shoots or puts behind bars. Mr. President, make a little money sending people you don't know to Iraq. Mr. President, I don't like you. You don't know how to rock. He may be a real contender for this position should he abandon his supposed obedience to the white liberal doctrine of nonviolence and embrace black nationalism. Through counterintelligence, it should be possible to pinpoint potential troublemakers and neutralize them. Prison for praise is not worth thinking. Sin is still in and our ballots are shrinking. So unleash the dogs, the only solution. Forgive and forget, fuck no, I'm talking about a revolution. Wait, back to the enemy of the state. Is it the Republican or Democratic candidate? Debate, not even the black box holds the fate. Clueless like Shaggy and Scooby before commercial break. She's lump, she's lump, she's lump, she's in my head.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to violence, the word and the act. While violence cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. A. Hey, and we're not yet done doubling your grease and doubling your pleasure. We also have Greasy Jelly Bean Games, where you predict the number of comments that will be on the Deadpan board by Wednesday at midnight on the week following the last show or unshow. And again, since we had a week off, since Deadpan is now experimenting with a bi-weekly format, ha ha ha. Okay, so we've had two now, so we're double. So the first one for episode number 81, we had three predictions, 485, 450, and 812. We ended up at 442, so the 450 is the winner, and that went to Ed from Texas. Congratulations, Ed. And then this week went to Just a Joe, because Just a Joe was the only person who made a guess. I don't actually know how much he guessed, but that's irrelevant. I think we ended up somewhere around 337, which in Leet speak translates to eat. And what does that mean? I have no idea. I don't know. We should maybe apply the fortune cookie rule. It means eat in bed? No idea. Does this mean I'm getting tired? Yes. Outro babble soon. Outro babble soon. So congratulations to Ed from Texas and Just a Joe. I think that means that I owe you guys some grease or something.
Stolen from the
punk.
Punk.
Hey, Mr. Mangan, got you some lyrics. Fell out the back of the
punk
truck.
Some stolen punk lyrics. This room is emptied out. It's time to wash your face and throw away your food. Leave your sister home and come with us. It's not dark enough, not yet. Louder than hell will be. We'll love the black night falling with every unfamiliar scene. We're having much more fun. You don't know where we've gone. We're having much more fun. We'll crawl through your backyard and whack your yapping dog. We're having much more fun. Los Angeles treats everyone like a drunk in bed, washing dirty bums with rain like dishes on the floor. 4 a.m., we couldn't care less where we left home. See our shadows long and sweaty. We shall run next fall. We're having much more fun. The black and white hotel has a stripper club on the bottom floor. A great place to bring your wife, girlfriend, or out-of-town guest. In the hallways, upstairs, everyone hangs out the doors, and the silhouettes act obscene across from where we stay. We're having much more fun. You don't know where we've gone. We'll crawl through your backyard and whack your yapping dog. We'll crawl through your backyard and whack your yapping dog. We're having much more fun. And that was We're Having Much More Fun by X.
In addition, Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
All right, so that's it. The Deadpan stores are depleted. I actually have one bit of content that I'm holding over until the next episode. Pretty funny one, actually, but it's short. So what's the point of this? Yeah, well, one of the points is that we're on to Deadpan outro babble. But the other point is that I would greatly appreciate more content from you. Record yourself and email me the MP3, sphericaljackm@gmail.com is my email address. It's only one M, and Spherical Jack M, and there's only one M in Gmail. Of course, if you don't know that, then I guess I won't get your file. You can also call stuff into me, 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. Otherwise, you can try Semaphore, or an Aldous lamp, or smoke signals. I especially like Julius Caesar on an Aldous lamp. Yeah, a couple of Monty Python geeks got that. All right, so, more points of business. Fuck, I'm tired. My mind is drawing a blank, so let me refer to my notes. Mouse click. Mouse click. All right, the Deadpan is the Way project. That's another thing that you can send me. Well, you can contribute the contents of your fridge. We haven't heard anything like that in a while. Contents of whatever. Or send in your dumbass memories, or send in stolen song lyrics, or your contribution to the Deadpan is the Way project. And we had a lot of good ones, especially, you know, the great one from Poet Fox and the good one from Rhea, some really good ones. But then it's kind of tapered off. Now, just don't be intimidated by the subject matter. You know, your message in this can be small. Oh, and just for those of you who are kind of new to the game, the Deadpan is the Way project, I asked you to send me in just your thoughts on basically how to live happily in the world. It can be as simple or as complicated as you want to make it. And again, don't be intimidated by the subject matter, by how vast the subject is. So if your philosophy is just listen to Dark Side of the Moon every day and smoke a big fatty, then go for it. Record that and send it in. You know, if that works for you, then it's just as valid as some $26.95 hardcover from Dr. Phil, full of bullshit, catchy keywords designed more to stick in your brain than actually help with anything. Oh, and my advice? I don't know. Do what it says on your fortune cookies. In bed. And okay, another thing we're going to do on a future Deadpan, we're going to focus on a fun movie that has some depth to it. And right now it seems like Repo Man is in the lead. Great movie, would be a lot of fun, but you know what? That's not necessarily the one we're going to do. So if you have a great idea, then make a case for it. We had a great time doing Zardoz, and we'll have a great time doing, you know, whatever movie comes along next. Finally, just talking about the last couple of episodes, I'm going to try to do this without violins and without being a wiener and doing it briefly. Say maybe we weren't running on 100% inspiration over the past couple episodes. I can own up to that. Maybe a crisis of confidence. Maybe a cultural malaise. And okay, unrelated thought. You know, I'm not going to say that Jimmy Carter was the greatest president ever, or that, you know, that speech was appropriate at the time, but you know what? Go back, find that speech online, and go back and give it a good read. And, read it objectively and say, and just take notice how many of the things he was warning against, how many of these predictions actually ring true here and now in 2007. You know, just food for thought. Alright, sorry. As far as the Deadpan malaise, I think we're perfectly fine. Still getting lots of comments on the comments pages, and there's always ebb and flow in that, and, you know, people get busy, and the real world, you know, real life interferes with some people. And for those Deadpanites that have real life interference running right now, you know, my best wishes and hopes and Deadpan prayers. But, you know what? No worries. This is a great group of people. It has been from episode 1, and here we are at episode 82. Still a great group of people. And let's keep sticking around. Let's keep making this a fun place to go and escape from our work days. The good ones and the bad ones. All right, well, I've babbled long enough. Gonna exit with a song that is probably well known to longtime Deadpan listeners. So rock on. Not coming back after the music. But if you never fly, then the journey's not yours. No, that's not it. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. And Aww.